Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for August 2nd, 2019, looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the first portion. Here goes. Paul writes, "Now we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal home in heaven, which is not made by human hands. In fact, the reason we groan is that we long to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. If we do indeed put it on, we will certainly not be found naked. To be sure, while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as the down payment. Therefore, we are always confident, and know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. But we are confident, and would much prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord, and for this reason we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he did in the body, whether good or bad. So since we know the fear of the Lord, we are trying to persuade people. Now, we are well known by God, and I hope that we are also well known in your consciences. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but we are giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that you have a reply for those who boast about outward appearances rather than what is in the heart. Actually, if we were out of our minds, it was for God. If we are in our right minds, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we came to this conclusion, one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him, who died in their place and was raised again." This is the word of our God. Paul continues his discussion that he talked about in the last chapter about ministering as a jar of clay, as one where the glory isn't found in the jar itself, but in the content of that jar, and that the glory and the purpose of the Christian ministry is to glorify Jesus. And this is a ministry that every believer shares. Whether we're talking publicly or privately, it's one ministry with two different aspects, the public and the private. But his main point in chapter 4 was that whatever we may suffer for the sake of Christ, it is to the glory of Christ. Whether we are persecuted, hard-pressed on every side, whether we are these jars of clay. Nothing special about me, but what is special is the Jesus that we have in our hearts and the Jesus that we share with our words. And that is special because this Jesus has built for you an eternal home in heaven. And that's where he kind of goes with chapter 5 here. That he shrinks away from the idea of being naked, that is to be without his body. Verse 3, if indeed we do put it on, we do put on this dwelling from heaven, we will certainly not be found naked. So he's not saying, you know, I want to die right now for the sake of Jesus. But he is saying that if I am, I know that my Lord has prepared for me a mansion in comparison to this tent. And that's the basic comparison that he sets up. That as long as we are at home in the body, we are not physically present, visibly present with the Lord. And while it is true that the Lord is present everywhere and present with believers in a special way when he brought you to faith so that he dwells within your heart, and he's even present in a sacramental way in the Lord's Supper where he comes to you individually in body and blood together with the bread and the wine, all that is true. But as long as we're in this body, God approaches us and interacts with us through means. That is, through word, through sacrament, through ways that kind of mediate his glory to us, right? Remember Moses on Mount Sinai, he's not able to see the face of God. And when he comes down from the mountain, his face is still glowing. We talked about that back in chapter 3. And Paul says, that's the glory of this ministry that you share, fellow Christian. That's the glory of this ministry that he proclaims. It's this undying, unending glory, because chapter 3, the Israelites didn't like to see that the glory faded away. Moses didn't put on the veil because it was so absolutely bright, but because that brightness didn't last. And Paul says, we, you and I, fellow Christians, are ministers of this covenant that does not fade away. Chapter 3, we are like jars of clay, hard pressed on every side, and if we're, you know, a cracked pot that gets broken, and then all the more, all the greater to the glory of God, because it's really about Jesus and about his glory, and that if I am persecuted and hard pressed on every side, then that in some way serves to show how great my Jesus is, that I would be willing to put up with that for his sake, and that Jesus would be accomplishing his own glory through my suffering. What a beautiful thought, that even the sufferings that we suffer for the sake of Christ are held in the hands of our Savior as something that he treasures, and that he loves, and that he recognizes. So all that is kind of lead up to chapter 5. I think that whole idea that began in chapter 3 with the veil goes all the way through about verse 15 here, where he talks about his ministry. Chapter 3, the undying, unfading glory. Chapter 4, this undying, unfading glory is kept in unglorious vessels and shared by unglorious vessels like you and me. And then chapter 5, these people who share in the glory now understand that as long as we are in this world, we live in a tent. But when Jesus takes us to heaven, when we are separated for a time from this physical dwelling here on earth, that is our body, then he will take us to an eternal home in heaven, not made with human hands. And then at the end of time, he will raise us from the dead and give us a glorified body to be clothed with that glorified body in righteousness before Christ forever. That's the goal of the ministry that Jesus has given to his people, is that they would showcase this unfading, undying glory in this world, that they would share this unfading, undying glory, and even suffer for the sake of it. And the suffering that you would undergo for the sake of Jesus would only serve to give Jesus greater glory, provide more opportunities to brag about our Jesus. Chapter 5, the purpose to bring you to heaven, so that you would have a home in heaven. Look at verses 4 and 5. To be sure, while we are in this tent, this body, we groan and are burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a down payment. Which is to say, that God dwells within you personally, and that's proof that you will dwell with him forever in heaven. So my only question today, what can we do with this message? What more can we do with this message? You can find us Sunday mornings, 9 a.m., 2250 South Hollands Vineyard Road in Maumee. You could also tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.